Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of the virtue of a grateful, wealthy person. That is one who earns in a correct manner and spends in avenues that have been commanded. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, anna fuqara al-muhajirin atau Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم فقال وما ذاك فقالوا يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون ولا نتصدق ويعتقون ولا نعتق فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلا أعلمكم شيئا تدركون به من سبقكم وتسبقون به من بعدكم ولا يكون أحد أفضل منكم إلا من صنع مثل ما صنعتم فقالوا بلى يا رسول الله قال تسبحون وتكبرون وتحمدون دبر كل صلاة 33 مرة فرجع فقراء المهاجرين إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا سمع إخواننا أهل الأموال بما فعلنا ففعلوا مثله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the poor muhajirun, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said that the wealthy people have got high ranks and eternal bounties. They have managed to secure for themselves high ranks and eternal bounties. Now look, these were the poor people at that time. They were the poor. They came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they didn't complain that we want better jobs, we want better homes, we want better facilities, we want better roads, we want better income. They came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nor were they toying and burning tires and looting. But these were genuinely poor, very poor people. The muhajirun, they had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a complaint. And the complaint was that the wealthy people have gone far ahead as far as akhirat is concerned. They have exceeded us as far as the akhirah. Now look at the competition of the poor of that time. Wasn't with the wealthy as far as the dunya is concerned. But their complaint was they are getting more rewards in akhirah. What a honorable thinking by this on their side. And we also see at the end is how the rich also would think at that time, is how they can also get more as far as akhirah was concerned. So it was the race and the whole mindset was such that it all had to do with akhirah. There was nothing as far as racing as far as the dunya is concerned. I got one building, he's got two buildings, and I must make my one building into two buildings. He's got a holiday home, and he went for a holiday to this place, so I also have to go to that place. There was nothing like that at all. They were looking to see what the next person is doing as far as akhirat is concerned, and they were trying to compete as far as the akhirat is concerned. So they came with this complaint that the wealthy people have got high ranks and eternal bounties. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him, and how is that? This was the beautiful style and approach of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew what they were talking about, but he still asked them that how is that that these wealthy people have got these high ranks? So they said that they perform. So these poor muhajirun, they came to Rasulullah and now they're replying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam question. They say that they perform salah as we perform salah. They fast as we fast, but they give sadaqah and we do not give sadaqah. In other words, we don't have money to give sadaqah, but they are giving sadaqah also. And they free slaves and we do not free slaves. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, should I not teach you something by which you can reach those who went ahead of you and outshine those that will come after you? In other words, those that have already gone far ahead of you, they you can outdo them, you can catch them up, and you can reach them, and those people that are still behind you, you will outshine them by far. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, should I not teach you something? So, and then the end of it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none will be better than you except the one who does the same as you. So the first is, should I not teach you something by which you can reach those who went ahead of you and outshine those that will come after you? And none will be better than you except the one who does the same as you. So they replied, please do. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach us this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should say Subhanallah, in other words, glorify Allah Ta'ala, say Alhamdulillah, and express the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, and say Allahu Akbar 33 times after every salah. This hadith says 33 times after every salah. Such a simple action, but yet it will give a person such high rewards. You'll catch up those that have gone ahead. You'll outshine those behind you. And at the same time, what will happen is None will be able to reach you except that the one that does the same. Such a simple thing. 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah. And in this hadith it says 33 times Allahu Akbar, but in other hadith we come to know that Allahu Akbar must be said 34 times. So therefore we should end up reading 33, 33 and ideally 34 times Allahu Akbar after every salah. So these poor muhajirin then returned after some time. So they were happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them something where now they can actually compete with the wealthy. So they were happy. After some time they came back with a second complaint. And look what the second complaint was. They said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our wealthy brothers heard of what we are doing and they are also doing the same." So now look what the rich are competing with the poor. You are also reading 33 times, 33 times, this tasbihat 33 times after salah. So now they also started doing that. So in other words, now they got a chance to compete with the poor. So now the poor came back. In other words, the wealthy have still got an advantage over us because they're doing the same thing that we are doing now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, that is ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. That is the bounty that Allah Ta'ala gives to whoever He wishes. In other words, whoever Allah Ta'ala wishes, Allah Ta'ala gives that bounty to. In other words, now this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. That is something we cannot interfere. But what we learn from this hadith is what beautiful rivalry they had. It was nothing of this dunya, nothing of this world, number one. And number two is when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them something, they had full yakin that this is 100% correct. They practiced upon it, and even if they saw someone else practicing, they knew that that person also is getting the reward. So something for us to take home from here is that even doesn't matter if a person is a rich person or is a poor person, it doesn't matter what he is. Every one of us can do the simple tasbih after every salah. Let us not read, leave it out. And let us do it in this manner so we get both the ahadith, the ones that say 33, 33 and 34. So we read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. So in that manner, we're getting so much of rewards, such an easy way, but to get so many rewards, may Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.